Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Third and goal for the Patriots. First play of the second quarter. Running play. It's Stevenson. Touchdown. Patriots strike first.
Final hour. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Patriots Monday. Taking all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. About 15 minutes from now, let's get to Brady. It's been too long.
It has.
With Tom Brady. I had to sit there through the stupid thing yesterday.
Yeah, tough game. Not his fault. That was a brutal game. Deshaun Watson might be the worst quarterback in the league. Cowboys just pounded the Browns. It was not a competitive game at all.
Very, very, very rough. So let's get to that 15 minutes from
right.
now. We'll discuss Tom Brady, his debut. Getting quite a bit of negative feedback in the interwebs.
Almost
and,
entirely.
On the air. You know, Andrew Whitworth didn't sound like the biggest fan when we had him on earlier today. And so we'll do that 15 minutes from now. In the meantime, with the Patriots, do we have to adjust their ceiling after starting 1-0 yesterday with a victory over Cincinnati and some winnable games, plural, coming up?
Right off the rip.
We could do that here, but I want to get back to the phones. And a guy who you know is always ready.
Yep.
Paul in Rhode Island. What's up, Paul?
There we go.
Hey, here we go. That's right. Hey, thank you. Listen, I'm going to have to give this win to two guys, Jacoby and Ben Pelt, because they know that division. And I'm going to have to give this win to the young blood that's always supporting Mayo. I'm going to tell you, these kids and these guys that have been in the background for 2 years, they're going to come through for this guy.
Who's the
and
young blood?
Jones, I'm going to go with you, 6 to 8 games.
Wait, what?
They're going to win 6 to 8 games.
I knew I like you, Paul.
Yeah.
I'm with Keith, though. Who's the young blood?
Are we supposed to know that nickname?
Well, the draft, between the draft kids and between the guys that have been sitting around for 2 years and they got their money, I think they're going to come through, bro.
Young bloods, plural.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
He lost me with the young bloods thing, but he agreed with me. 6 to 8 wins, so good. I like that.
And he usually is very succinct, and you know exactly what he's talking about.
Many years ago, Carolina in the Bruins went 7 games. I don't want in that. I don't want to be in that participation.
That's normally what you're getting. I talk to him a lot at night.
This is Paul Rhode Island.
No, I know. I introduced you.
The Rhode Island Rooster.
The Rhode Island Rooster.
Self-made nickname.
Yeah. I don't know who you're talking about, the Youngbloods. Because you know what's funny? The draft class had very little impact on this game. Doesn't mean it won't have an impact on the season.
Patriot.
This game on Sunday.
I thought we were talking league-wide there for a second. I'm like, yeah, the quarterbacks were bad. Were any of the other rookies any good? But no, you just meant for the Patriots. Yeah, no, their draft class did nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? You got a couple, of linemen, yeah.
Caden Wallace was a third tight end.
Yeah.
Jalen Polk was out there playing a shocking amount of snaps, more than 50%, but he didn't do anything.
Drake didn't play.
So yeah, I mean, their day one guys did nothing. And so this is about Jerod Mayo getting more out of those Bill guys. More than Bill got out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, is this a fair takeaway? And this is somewhere, believe it or not, Paul was going, I think. 37937, you guys missed the real takeaway from yesterday. F. Mac Jones. Turns out the bar was literally just don't suck, and he couldn't pull it off.
Great point.
I mean, if if Mac Jones last year,
yep,
the way the Patriots are playing defense, if Mac just did that last year, what Jacoby Brissett did yesterday, didn't make many plays but didn't turn it over because Mac made some just absolutely backbreaking, crushing turnovers, horrible picks, horrible decisions. If Mac Jones just did that, the 120, 130 yards, whatever Brissett threw for, no turnovers, though he tried to throw one in the end zone, and a few plays here and there with his feet, if Mac did that, they might win some more games. That's true.
Great point. Kind of wish I thought of it earlier because we've talked. No, but really, this team, for the most part, as of week one is concerned, and I think some of these rookies, I really expect like Jalen Polk to be a bigger part as we go forward. But right now, because they didn't do a lot in free agency, I know they used Gibson a little bit, and I know Hooper had a couple of grabs. But for the most part, you decided to bring back the same team, like almost comically so with all the re-signs,
yeah,
with the exception of the two most important pieces, coach, quarterback. And we've talked a lot about the difference in coaches and how Mayo really passed a test in his first test. He passed. But I don't think we can overlook the quarterback. And maybe it's just because it wasn't a game that the quarterback won. And there might not be any games that the quarterback, if it's Jacoby Brissett, really wins for you. But to the texter's point, it's more about he didn't lose it. Mac Jones last year started 11 games, threw 12 picks. So he's good for a pick a game.
Man, that's, I would have guessed higher.
I would have guessed higher, too. Yeah. But he didn't finish all those games. He was asked to leave about half of them.
That's a good point.
So if he played the whole game, I'm sure he would have thrown more interceptions. So just take yesterday, which ended up being a one-possession, six-point game. If Mac Jones starts that game, does he have a clean game? Does he win? Does he win the same way Brissett does?
No.
I don't know. Even though he might be a little bit faster in a foot race, who knows if he has the presence of mind to pick up those first downs with his feet the way Brissett did. And I'm guessing he gives Cincinnati the ball once, whether it's a fumble or an interception or something. And that might have been all it was. Now, the defense was so good yesterday that maybe even with Mac Jones, they force another three and out punt or whatever, or maybe even another turnover. But yeah, that's the kind of game that maybe Mac Jones loses for you.
It's true. No, I think it's a fair point by the text line. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. Should we adjust the Patriots' ceiling? Paul in Rhode Island said, yep, 6 to 8 wins. Should we move the ceiling based off 1 week?
I mean, I guess if you're talking about the ceiling, so it's not really what my prediction is, but just like, yeah, I got to at least...
You're at 3 wins is your prediction.
Yeah.
But let's start with this. Are you moving off that? You going to go to 4? Can I get 4?
Yes.
4.
4.
Still under 4.5.
Yes, I'll give you the 3 that I had before at Cincinnati because I didn't have Cincinnati.
Fair.
So I have to move it, right?
Yeah.
I think you'd be crazy if you didn't move whatever your total was, unless you're the one person out there that picked a straight up win week one.
Stiz in the Survivor.
Correct.
Pick. Yeah.
So Stiz had that.
Yeah.
So Stiz is like, yeah, I'm good. So I got my prediction still on point.
So
why would
Stiz,
he change?
Stiz really shouldn't be happy at all with it. He saw this coming. He shouldn't be surprised at all. Yeah, this is what happened.
He's like, well, if they're gonna go 10-7, they needed to win that one. So he's got to win in that one. Not many people did. But, like, I'm not going to – if I thought they were going to beat Seattle before the season started and with this offensive line and with the question marks with across the board, why, I'm not going to change my thought now after this one. I just think it's hard to play with the lead every single game, to win time of possession every single game, to win the turnover battle every single game.
Yeah.
If you do all three of those things, they have a good – it's not even a guarantee that they win. Because just think if they did the same thing and – you know, they really frustrate Buffalo, for example, when they play Buffalo twice this year. But then even with all the great wins, maybe they got an interception. Maybe they forced a bunch of three and outs. But Josh Allen has the ball, the chance to win it. It's like, oh, crap. Like, it's still like eventually those guys are going to be able to come through at some point.
Be honest, didn't you think when Burrow got the ball back deep in his territory late in the fourth quarter, he was going to put something together? He got the ball back with 3 minutes left.
I was pretty confident the Patriots were going to win. Like, just the way it had gone. And they had nothing cooking offensively. And Ja'Marr Chase didn't seem interested in being there, and yet he was the only one that scared you even in the slightest. Did you care about any of those other guys?
No. I mean, the Bengals had just scored. They had a turnover on downs. So here are their possessions in the second half.
Okay.
They fumbled a punt. Cardona knocked it out. They turned it over on downs, but they moved it on that drive in fairness.
Yeah.
They scored a touchdown, their only touchdown of the game. They scored a field goal. And then they got the ball back. So, like, they had moved it really all second half. I was nervous about Burrow there. I'm wrong, obviously.
Yeah.
They went 3 and out. They decided to punt deep in their own end.
That was interesting.
But Burrow, with 3 minutes left, they stopped him. And not only stopped him, it was a 3 and out. And they gave it right back to their offense, and Stevenson ran it up their throats. And so that did surprise me. And it would surprise me maybe it shouldn't, but it would surprise me if they did it in the scenario you laid out against Josh Allen.
I mean, they went, and I thought the Bengals were going to win the division this year, the AFC North, but I should have probably taken a little bit more into account. They went for multiple years with Chase, Higgins, Boyd, and then Joe Mixon as the back. Mixon, gone. Tyler Boyd, gone. T. Higgins, hurt. I guess he's always kind of hurt, too. Yeah. Like, those guys are bumps. Like, I don't even know how to say the guy's name. They said it three different ways on the broadcast.
Yeah, Yoshivas?
Yeah.
The receiver that Jonathan Jones knocked the crap out of on fourth down, Yoshivas, yep. I think is how you
he's
say
a bum. Mike Gesicki, we know firsthand, is
big,
a bum.
Big-time bum.
Both running backs, bum. Bum.
That Hudson guy, bum.
Bum, oh, yeah. Like fumble rooskies.
A bum's bum.
Yeah. Tanner Hudson. Yeah. You're in our account on Tanner Hudson.
Tanner.
But Joe Burrow, to be fair to the Patriots and to give them full credit for the win, Joe Burrow's also one of a handful of quarterbacks that I would think could take a group of bums and maybe one good player and still have success.
I mean, elite quarterback should.
Yep.
And if he's an elite quarterback, he should be able to do that, which is fine. This is a fair text, 37937. Jacoby is way tougher than Mac,
100%,
and it showed.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair way to phrase it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this one, you guys are killing me.
Okay.
The Bengals beat themselves.
Well, the Bengals were bad, but the Patriots were a part of that.
I want to give the Patriots more credit, but you can say it was more about Cincinnati, 617-779-7937. Your phone number to dial us up on that. Was it more about the Bengals stinking it up than it was about anything the Patriots did? And furthermore, I still haven't heard from these people yet, but they may be out there. Is anyone frustrated the Patriots won? Are you one of these tank for Travis Hunter, tank for a tackle, tank for a high draft pick, hope that it's a quarterback, and then trade that for a haul? Is anybody upset that the Patriots won because you wanted them to tank and you wanted a high draft pick? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We'll get to Tom Brady, his debut. What do we think about that?
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a catch and what a throw. That's tight coverage on Ward. We love talking about that matchup all week. What's it going to be like with CeeDee Lamb and Denzel Ward? And that was tight coverage. And as Dan Marino used to say, you can't guard a perfect throw. He said he's got to go earn it. It's an all-out blitz. They're bringing all six, and they can only block five of them. Dak knows it and lays it up there to Brandon Cooks. He knows the defender has no help to the pylon. Great throw and catch. This guy deals with more double teams than anyone. Gets the chip. Jones got him, but he's just too athletic to get underneath Teller to the middle of the pocket. This is what you deal with when you're a great rusher. And the only way to overcome that is with relentless pursuit, high motor, and just to never give up. What a catch.
Tom Brady, that's how humans talk. His debut yesterday on Fox, the game of the week. Bad game. If you want to cut Brady some slack, bad game. Cowboys and Browns. You can jump in here today on Jones and Keefe. It's Patriots Monday. Been a very positive show today.
Yeah,
Rich.
Pats won. Pats 7.5-point dogs win outright.
Pats won.
Pretty great.
None of us on the show were picking the Patriots to win. Some of us had the points. But that was a squirrely little pick by me.
It was. Squirrely.
I didn't plant my flag and say
all your picks are squirrely.
I was taking the Pats. I try to cover myself on both sides with my picks if I can.
Yeah.
And so we've been mostly very positive.
Yeah.
It's time for, I think, a little criticism, and it will be levied at Brady. Now, look,
whoa,
it's one game.
Wow. Yeah.
But
that's all we have.
I heard the first 5 minutes yesterday, and I tweeted this out, at Jones WEEI, and I was surprised, actually, how much blowback it got.
Oh, really?
Like, initially, it was like, yeah, Brady stinks, Brady this, Brady that. I was surprised at the blowback it ultimately wound up receiving. But I said, after about 5 minutes, it's early, but after about 5 minutes, I get why Fox hid Brady for the last year plus.
Yeah.
They didn't.
He had a redshirt year.
He didn't work last year.
Just like as a quarterback.
He didn't work at all in the preseason. That's true. Have you ever heard him and Mahomes didn't play
as
rookies?
Didn't play a sniff.
So he didn't play or didn't broadcast at all in the preseason. He did mock games.
Took
which
the year off.
Andrew Whitworth was talking about when he joined us earlier today.
Yep.
Brady, to me, sounded nervous. He sounded unnatural. He spoke almost strictly in platitudes and things that anyone could say. Like, oh, well, you know, it's hard to gain 10 yards in the NFL. It's really hard to get 20 yards. You're like, thanks.
Don't go backwards.
Thanks a bundle.
Yep.
And the weirdest thing for me, I thought, wasn't him stepping on Burkhardt's toes a few times. Whatever, it's going to happen. They're new. He sounded a little nervous. Whatever, it's your first game. I can understand those things. They happened, but I can understand those things. Did you hear him after the punt return?
I didn't.
Okay.
Did anybody?
Well, no, it's a fair point.
That's what I'm saying. No, I didn't. I watched most of that game. No, I did not hear him after that.
There's something to be said for letting a broadcast breathe and let the emotion get in and the crowds get in.
Plenty of oxygen.
But number one, holy crap, Tom, say something. And number two, you pick your spots for that. It's a walk-off win situation. It's a playoff situation. This was a blowout. Week one.
Need you.
With the freaking Browns.
Paying you a lot of money.
Do you have any? They're paying him $37
million. $37
million. This year, $370 million, $375 million, whatever it is. Tom, do you have any thoughts on the punt return? Hello, Tom.
No.
Earth to Tom, do you have any thoughts whatsoever on what you just saw? That's what you're being paid for. And so I thought it was very, very underwhelming, and I wouldn't feel good about the money spent if I were Fox.
Look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He was horrible.
Okay, thank you.
He was the pits. He might be the worst guy as a color analyst in the NFL today. Like, he was so bad, and it comes with a expectation because
Adam Archuleta's like, that guy stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archuleta's like, I got this. Robert Smith is like, I did a good job, didn't I? That's the thing is there's not a lot of guys that we like, and we're all very hypercritical of it. Everybody on their couch, we all feel like we could do a better job than that, or even if we don't, we feel like we can at least make fun of the guy doing the call.
Yep.
There are a few guys that are really good at it. Even the ones that are, season to season it changes. Like, we were talking the other day, Chris Collinsworth used to be good. Now he sucks.
Yeah, I don't like him.
There's a lot of guys. Troy Aikman's probably the one that's pretty bulletproof.
Olsen, people love Greg Olsen.
Tony Romo is very polarizing. I liked Romo. I find Romo's personality way more engaging than Brady's. If you're sick of the, I don't know, Jim. Like, I get it.
But what would you take? The I don't know Jims?
I'll take the I don't know Jims versus
or Brady yesterday.
Crickets. Well, you know what also hurts him? And people can be like, Keith, you have an awful voice too. Brady's voice isn't very good.
It doesn't sound right.
So there's something about those guys where you just hear it and then you get used to it. Now, we're not used to it yet. So maybe we will. But Brady, and somebody was pointing this out on Twitter too, they're like, the guy's too handsome to only hear his voice, first of all. Like, you're paying all this money for Tom Brady. It's the image of Brady, and it's Brady the football player, the GOAT. He doesn't sound great. Like, if you just heard this guy, you're like, I don't want him reading my books on tape.
Right.
So that's what you have.
Yeah, he looks like Combine Tom Brady.
I think
skinny.
Yep.
Wispy Tom Brady.
Oh, he is. He's thinned out.
He doesn't look like a hand. No, but I just mean, like, if you just heard him.
Oh, you heard him.
He looks like nerd Tom Brady from the Combine, not handsome.
Weenie Brady.
You know, millionaire Tom Brady.
No, he does not. So he's not good at it. And I don't think he's going to be good at it. I think there is, like, okay, you can get more comfortable to speak to your, like, he sounded nervous type of thing. I guess he clearly had no clue when to talk, when not to talk. Somebody got in his ear and was like, hey, you don't want to overtalk or something. Somebody told him that because it was crickets. I kept waiting to hear what he was going to say about almost anything. And I feel like it was next to nothing. And then, of course, in comes the cliche. Hey, it's you know, you want to go forward in this league. You don't want to go backwards.
Thanks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, like, what made Romo fun that first year, where I think most people liked him, was, like, he's picking out plays. He's getting, you know, he's predicting what plays are going to happen.
He's tipping plays. Here's what's going to happen.
I don't know. I also felt like he sounds like he's having more fun. He sounds like a guy who, like, you'd be watching the game with, and you're just, like, kind of shooting the breeze, talking about the game, and, like, getting excited. Like, Tony Romo, for better or worse.
A little too excited.
Maybe sometimes too excited with some of the noises you're
making. A little too loose on the broadcast.
But, third and three in, like, you know, in the two-minute drill or whatever, like, he's, like, it felt like he was on the edge of his seat, whereas Brady could care less. Like, there was remember they hit the 68-yard field goal or whatever? They were going to, like, line up for 71. Didn't really even care about it. He was just like, whatever.
I mean, look, Brady sounds like a guy collecting a check, which I think is what he's doing, by the way. He sounds like a guy who they threw so much money at him. He's like, yeah, I guess I'll just do it. I don't want to do
it. He's getting paid well.
So, but to sit for a year.
I got two questions.
To be hidden all preseason and then do that. He sounds like a guy who's just, they threw so much money at him. He's just collecting a check.
So two questions. Right now, as of this moment, and I know he's getting paid a lot of money, but he also has a lot of money.
He does.
After one game, who regrets it more? Fox?
Yep.
Or Brady?
Fox.
Okay.
Fox.
Probably Fox. But Fox. Hold on. Brady, I think like a lot of people likes to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
And if he found out why he was trending yesterday, it was just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people ripping him, making fun of him, and being like, one of the ones I saw was just goes like, finally something Brady's bad at. Right? Like people are like, okay, like you're not good at this.
Right.
Like it was unanimous
right.
that he was not good at it. So you're probably right. Maybe it's Fox. Second question. Who starts the game first? Drake May or Tom Brady? I think he comes back and plays.
I think
he pulls the plug on this thing.
When we were talking about Mac earlier, I almost brought this up. The Packers need a quarterback. Call up Brady. They need a quarterback for the next month. Call up Brady.
Like Doc Rivers taking the ESPN gig only to go back to the first team calling. Yeah. I think Tom Brady plays again.
Interesting.
That's how bad he was at the broadcast. I think he plays.
A few other awkward moments. You watch his little stand-up, his start, where he was just like this fake, forced smile. Where he was like,
well, it started the day before when he did the thing in between the Michigan Texas at halftime.
I saw he was going to be on that. I actually didn't see that. He was awkward on that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not his thing.
No.
Like, he's the greatest football player of all time. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great broadcaster. And why on earth anybody would pay you $37 million to do it? You thought teams would have learned You thought that networks would have learned their lesson from paying Romo the amount that he did.
Yeah.
Like there's still, there's not a broadcaster in the NFL, let's leave it to the NFL for right now, that like I wouldn't watch this game, but so-and-so is doing it, so I will. And there's also, on the flip side, as bad as some of these guys are, there's not a guy
that's
like,
a good enough game, you're still going
to
watch
it. Wish I could watch the Patriots today, but so-and-so is doing it, so
right.
I'm out.
Right.
Like, you're going to watch the games you're going
to
watch.
Right. Romo is probably as close to tune-out worthy as there is, and I still watch every big game that Romo does.
Of course.
I'm annoyed by it, but I still watch.
Yeah, I mean, you can put the sound down if you really want to or whatever, but you're going to watch the game regardless. It's all about the players. Now, I know the argument in the past has been, hey, CBS is spending a lot of money on the NFL, so they just want the best product possible. Mm-hmm. Same with Fox. That's what they're thinking. They're like, we want the best product possible, and we want to be able to promote, you know, a great broadcast, but they stumbled into a good A team a year ago, Greg Olsen.
Right.
Olsen's good.
I think Burkhart's good, by the way. I think Burkhart's a good play-by-play guy.
I think he's all right.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like most guys. I'm probably not the best view of it.
Me either, but so for me to say I kind of like Burkhart means that he probably is one of the better ones because there's not many play-by-play guys I like. I like Buck. That's like it. I like Buck, and I think Burkhart's pretty good. Other than that, there's not even that many play-by-play guys I like.
No, there isn't.
Tirico stinks. Al Michaels has lost it. What's it Michaels even calling anymore?
Al Michaels, is he on Prime now?
That is what it is.
Yeah, he's on Prime.
Like, Michaels has lost it.
No, and Michaels isn't good. I like Ian Eagle, and I like Kevin Harlan.
Eagle's kid stinks. He did the game in Brazil. Stinks.
He did the Brazil game.
It might just be like a jealousy thing, but he stinks.
He did all the Team USA basketball games, too.
Yeah, and he was bad.
I didn't hate him.
Liked him on that?
We were talking Nepo babies the other day.
Yeah.
He's the one I don't mind.
That's a Nepo baby you like.
I don't mind, I said.
Yeah, but
don't
you,
put words in my mouth.
You like.
I don't mind.
What did he say about Curry? We played this the next day. What did he say about Curry in the gold medal game? Cloudy with a chance of Curry? Is that what he said?
Probably. Dwayne Wade would call him out every once in a while. I'd be like, I don't know about that one. Like he would call him out. But anyway.
No way.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys because there's a bunch of different broadcast teams on all the different networks now. And most of them are bad. But Brady's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
If we do a Tier Tuesday, maybe in a few weeks, we'll do Tier Tuesday.
Broadcaster Tier Tuesday?
Yeah, broadcaster teams.
Nice.
NFL broadcasting teams.
Oh, I like that.
He's teams, or maybe we do like play-by-play guys and then separately we do caller analysts because, he's at the bottom of that, which makes me think.
Can't believe Noah Eagle's on your top tier.
He's number one.
It's a golden dagger!
Golden dagger you didn't like?
No.
Get it? They were going for a gold medal. It was a gold medal game, Jones.
No, I get it.
So I think Brady now has been humiliated by how bad he was on the broadcast that if a team comes calling, all right, not to wish injury on anybody, Jones, let's play this one out. San Francisco 49ers tonight.
Yep.
Let's say
it's his childhood team.
Brock Purdy
gets
slammed. ACL, MCL, PCL, the guy's right knee.
We're not wishing
knee.
It on him.
We don't wish that.
But if it happens.
Disaster. His head ripped off his body. And the 49ers call Tom Brady. You think he's like, no, I really like this Fox gig. He's throwing passes in the Bay Area tomorrow.
Your Doc analogy is a good one. We've referenced Doc way too much on this show in retrospect, but your Doc analogy is a good one. At the first chance, he's like,
I'm in.
It's not for me. I'm back.
He's immediately back.
So what'd you guys think of Brady? You can jump in. 617-779-7937. Terp, not to put you on the spot. Do you have the Fox commercial? Do you have that?
Oh, I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay, can we just play this? Because it's like, this is the buildup. The buildup is
Hype City.
Brady's the best thing ever. He's going to be great at this. He's the greatest of all time.
He's the goat.
He's on Big Noon Kickoff on the Michigan game back at Michigan.
While Michigan was getting pounded, too, by the
way. Getting destroyed. Yep. By Texas.
It's a good Texas
team. This is an example of the buildup, and then Brady goes out and lays the poop he laid yesterday.
Yeah.
Here's the commercial.
Yeah, listen, I just don't get it. I mean, Tom Brady, the broadcaster, guy's got everything in the world. Why do it? Tommy, why?
Yeah, Tommy. The guy who took a couple snaps in JUCO wants answers. Why don't you lay on a beach getting fat on pina coladas?
Why not buy a soccer team?
Go. One. Dude,
why would they ask why? What are they even talking about?
Kid.
What?
What they're really asking is, why don't you quit football? They don't understand that you live and breathe for football.
Because you're Tom freaking Brady.
And our football journey isn't even close to done.
And one day, maybe the greatest there ever was.
Back to work.
Okay, so that was like young Tom Brady.
That was a little kid Tom Brady in a Niners uniform.
Yep.
Which might be his next team.
Foreshadowing, you think?
It is, a couple things
one
jump out of me.
One day you're going to be the greatest there ever was, Tom.
The kid had a better voice than the old Brady.
It's a good point. I'd rather listen to that kid on the broadcast, young Tom Brady, than whatever cyborg fake Brady we got yesterday.
So that ad plays, and I immediately get a text from one of my buddies, who admittedly is not a Patriots fan.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, all this promotion is so lame. He's like, what, like, nobody cares. Yeah. He's like, nobody cares who's doing the game outside of New England. And I go, actually, half of New England doesn't care either. I don't think people care. Like, we said the same thing about Belichick.
I watch for work, but like, did people like sit down and were highly anticipating Brady, or were they like, oh, the Cowboys are killing the Browns, I'm turning it off?
Well, I think part of it, honestly, is a guy, whether you're a Patriots fan or maybe a Patriot hater, you're like, he's so good as a player, and he's hyped up, and he's getting paid. Like, there's no way he's going to live up to it, right? And then you were right. Like, he's not very good at it.
Right. Case closed.
So, yeah. So, I don't know if, like, next week you're like, what game's Brady doing? I don't know. Like, I was curious, which is why my friends call me Whiskers, curious like a cat. And that's why I wanted to hear what he sounded like game one. But now it'll probably be more dependent on, like, which game is he doing. Now, week five, he's doing Patriots-Dolphins.
Yeah, you got no choice.
I'm locked in on that.
I'll watch that one.
But, yeah, that I think most people are probably just like, why are you hyping this thing up? And then it's hard to really deliver, too. Like, how was he, like, what was he really going to do where you're like, oh, my God, worth every penny?
Yeah, Florio wrote about this today, and you said it earlier. It's like, at least Romo early on was telling you what was going to happen.
Yeah.
That was different. You know.
But he seemed happy to be there, too, and there's something about that that sort of, like, comes across the TV.
But, like, Collinsworth and Buck, they have a little bit of edge to their commentary, is what Florio said, which I agree with. I think Collinsworth has gotten worse, but I do think there's at least some criticism and some edge there.
Yeah, and his kid. His kid's worse than Eagles' kid.
His kid is worse than Eagles' kid.
I would
tier five. Yeah, tier five.
Finally.
On tier Tuesday, right. He's tier five. And so, I don't know what Brady brings to the broadcast. Meanwhile, even Pereira was leaving him hanging on the fist bump there last night.
Yikes.
Poor Tom looked like on the sideline when he was trying to high-five people and everybody
blew him off.
It. Yeah. It was almost the same thing. He had to beg for
That's
Pereira
trouble.
To give him a fist bump.
Uh-huh.
So what'd you think of Brady yesterday? David's in the car. You can jump in. Go ahead, David.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So I think it's a little out of line to be criticizing a guy that's his first, broadcast.
David, can I just, David, I got a lot of this on Twitter. He took a year to prep for, a year and all preseason. He was hidden prepping for the last year plus, and that's what we got. So I don't think it's out of bounds. I think it's completely fair.
Now, let me ask you guys a question. And I remember when you guys first got on air, both of you.
You remember 2 weeks ago?
You guys weren't that great.
Oh, I see.
How dare you, David?
We were.
It took a long time for you guys.
Okay, David,
let me tell you something, David.
Rich, what were you paid when you first got on the air?
$37 million, actually, so it is comparable.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It has nothing to do with it.
It does have nothing to do with it. Of course it does, David.
No.
David, they're paying him $37 million a year. You better get better than that.
Well, you know what's funny, David?
They pay me $20 an hour. Actually, that's way more than I got paid when I first started in radio.
Yeah, exactly.
$10 an hour.
I'll be honest, David. We've taken your calls for years, and none of them have gotten better. That one might be the worst one yet, and that's saying something. The bar's very low.
No. But when I first started, I was terrible. You can debate. I haven't gotten any better from day one. That's fine. But I'm not getting paid.
Consistent.
Three. Thank you. I'm like a metronome.
Yep.
But $370 million, I'm sorry, there's a higher expectation, especially when you prepped for a full year for it.
Also, Greg Olsen did his first game Tony Romo did his first game. At some point, those guys did their first game,
yeah.
And it wasn't, you know, Hobart College. They did, you know, Sunday, 4 o'clock, game of the week type of situation in front of millions of people. And I don't remember anybody else's being as bad as Brady's. No. At least he's high.
Can I tell you who was close?
Who?
You see any Colt McCoy on Saturday night? I had no
idea. Who did Colt McCoy do?
Did he do the Tennessee game? I'm trying to remember which game he did. He did a late game.
Oh, the college game, obviously.
Oh, no, was it the Colorado game? I forget. He did one of the late games. Yeah, college game on Saturday night. I forget which one it was. I think it might have been the Buffaloes. Real bad.
Todd Blackledge
bad.
did the Brazil game.
Yeah.
What a weird combo. So it's an NFL game on Peacock, right?
No, so Noah Eagle didn't get a lot out of Todd Blackledge is what you're
saying? He did the best he could. I mean, he did not have a lot to work with. Keep doing your thing, Noah.
No, look. Everybody has a chance to get better, but that's fine. If your argument, David in the car, is that Brady will get better, fair, maybe he will. What did you think of what he actually? But what do you think of what he actually did yesterday? You think that was passable?
Yeah.
For $37 million? Justin's in Connecticut. Go ahead, Justin.
We've known Brady for 25 years, and everybody tells him he's bad at everything. You not think this is going to fire him up a little bit? He's going to get better. Like, it was his first broadcast.
Yeah, okay, that's
What'd you think?
Yeah, what'd you think of the first game?
I did not like it.
Thank you.
I thought he was robotic.
Good.
By the third or fourth quarter, he kind of got a little bit better and kind of got in a flow, but he was pretty bad.
Okay. That's all I'm saying. He was bad yesterday. That's all. He might get better. I have no idea, but he was bad yesterday.
It's funny. I mean, and I'm sure you can, and I'm sure you can, like, for this job in particular, compared to his previous job. Like, if you were motivated, like, I don't know, you go and you do more, like, you throw
you
do more bands. Like, so is he going to be just popping in games?
Well,
and like, maybe he will. And, like, now he's going to make poor Kevin Burkhardt? Because also a big part of it is the chemistry with your
100%
play-by-play guy. So is he just going to rattle off a bunch of games by himself and, like, practice that way? Like, I don't doubt that Brady has improved in other areas, like, other things that he's done, and he's a perfectionist and all that, but I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty tough for him to turn it around and be like the best play-by-play or color guy.
And shame on me. I didn't say this today. Well, we've been talking about Brady for 15 minutes. I didn't say this today. And I'm not even sure how much we talked about it when it came out a week or two ago. We talked about it off air. I'm not sure we ever talked about it on the air. Brady has all these restrictions because he's going to be, and Rappaport had a report on this before the game yesterday, that the NFL's moving ahead with Brady being finalized as a 10% owner of the Raiders. It could happen in season. It'll certainly happen by the end of the year. And Brady's restricted from doing any production meetings. He's predicted to go restricted from going into these facilities.
And people were like, "Oh, it won't matter." It's like, well, I don't know.
Well,
these guys get stuff out of that.
He can't criticize the officials. But I guess my point to what you're saying is, if Brady is going to get better, he can't utilize any of those things that are at most broadcasters.
One of the reasons why Tony Romo, and again, I know he's polarizing, but Romo had all that insights. It felt like he had inside stuff. It's because he's doing those meetings.
You can go into the facility.
You get a little extra stuff.
You can watch a practice. You can sit in on the production meeting. All these things, and there's not a lot of avenues for Brady to improve. As you just said, what's he going to do, break down film? What's he going to do? Use his Rolodex and talk to people throughout the league? Maybe. But these are other resources he had that he can't use.
Because I also think there's also a long track record of great players in all sports. Not just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're a great coach. And just because you're a great player doesn't mean you're a great broadcaster.
Nope.
Like Magic Johnson tried doing broadcasting.
Horrible.
There's not five players in the world greater than Magic Johnson in basketball or 10 better ever. And yet you have him analyzing it. He can't do it.
Emmett Smith was awful.
Jerry Rice.
Awful.
Awful. And those guys were more studio than they were game, but still the same thing applies. Just because you were the greatest to ever do it playing doesn't mean you're the greatest to ever talk about it. They're very different things.
617-779-7937. What'd you think of Brady yesterday? Meanwhile, we have Grab Bag with Andy Hart and Christian Arkin next.
That's right. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI, on this Patriots Monday, where we spoke with Hunter Henry and Juwan Bentley. If you missed those, you can check out the Odyssey app or the podcast of the program. But let's get to the stuff we didn't have time for today, Jones, a little Grab Bag.
Well, hello, Mr. Grab Bag.
College football, Colorado, led by Deion Sanders, lost to Matt Rhule and Nebraska. Shedeur Sanders walked off the field early, did not have a great game, post-game, essentially blaming his offensive line for everything.
He's like, how much did Raiola get hit?
This kid's a mess. This kid in this whole situation is a mess. I wanted to like it. I was very into Colorado to begin last season. I love trash talk. I love very confident players. However, you need to be able to back it up.
Yeah.
And they could not back it up after, what, week three a year ago. And they opened up with a win this year, and then week two, just sort of more of the same. It's not a great team.
It's an FCS team that they played, right? North Dakota State week one that they beat. Admittedly, a good FCS team.
I don't even know if they covered, right? They did not cover.
I don't believe they covered week one. They got smoked, if you watched on Saturday night, just right from the jump. Couldn't get first downs. Nebraska did whatever they wanted with a freshman quarterback. Colorado couldn't line up properly. Was calling weird timeouts. So, look, I like Deion. I'm rooting for Deion. I'm still not totally quitting the Colorado thing, but Saturday night was bad. All caps bad. It was Matt Rhule and Nebraska on the other side, and they just whomped them.
Well, it's also one of those things where Deion has come out and has said, like, well, like, you know, Shedeur Sanders, Travis Hunter, we're going to go 1-2 in the draft, and it might be like an Eli situation where, like, we're going to pick where they go. I'm like, I don't know if everybody's going to be lining up for Shedeur Sanders.
No.
Travis Hunter, yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I think the jury's still out on whether Shedeur Sanders is going to be like a lock top five pick.
And look, some of it might be he's not huge, right?
No.
He's small. I don't think he played well on Saturday. And then, right, the way he carries himself is that's going to catch up to him when you're throwing teammates under the bus. And you're doing it week after week after week when you lose.
And when your daddy's the coach, and you get away with it.
And
but
your
dad
is the coach, that's not going to work. Yeah.
It's grab bag.
It's
grab bag.
It's my
grab bag.
My
grab bag.
Boston College ranked 24th in the country, and they got a monster game, chance to move up the rankings as they take on Missouri this weekend.
Yeah. So, guys ask, how did they get in the top 25 by beating Duquesne?
Well,
like they beat Florida State and they didn't go in the top 25. They were right there.
Yes.
Then they beat Duquesne, who they should have beat, and they did.
Yes.
How'd they get in the top 25 with that?
So I assume they were close, and then I assume a few of those other teams lost.
They were like one of the first two teams out.
Yeah. So the teams must have lost.
Still,
so,
I'm not moving them up by beating Duquesne.
But
if they beat
Iowa,
Missouri, come talk to me.
Kansas, Iowa, Georgia Tech, and NC State all were dropped from the rankings. So they must have all,
Look, I'm all for BC being interesting. I like college football. It'd be great if they became a storyline here, and they're minimally becoming a storyline early on in the year. They beat Duquesne. So, like, let's see how they do against Mizzou, who's a ranked team. If they beat that team, then I'm paying attention. If they lose to Mizzou, they're going to crash right back out of the top 25, and they're probably not that good.
Six of the top seven teams in the country are in the SEC. Georgia, Texas, 1-2, and then Alabama, Ole Miss, Missouri, Tennessee are 4-7. The only non-SEC team in the top seven is Ohio State at 3.
Yeesh.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Too much.
Grab bag.
Get on me. I can't breathe.
Red Sox took 2 out of 3 from the White Sox, but they couldn't get the sweep as they lost yesterday. They're still playing, though.
The numbers that I saw on Chicago, which to me I think is the real – they shouldn't have lost any games. And they blew that game late against the White Sox. The number that I saw, White Sox are 9 losses away from the 62 Mets for the most losses since 1900. They're on pace to be 37-125. The 1899 Cleveland Spiders, who we talked about.
Yeah, they stunk.
Lost 134 games.
Yeah.
So this is now the pace that they're on, and you lost a game to them in the ninth inning. Not good.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
Kendrick Lamar is going to lead the Super Bowl halftime show. That came out over the weekend.
I like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
How do you feel about him as a halftime show, though?
He was
actually quite good. I didn't love the
Can
Super
he do
Bowl.
All the Drake diss songs?
Because
he do all those?
It's a good question. I didn't love the halftime that he was a part of a few years ago, the one that had Dr. Dre and
50
Snoop.
50 Cent upside down?
Right, so I didn't like it in real time. I rewatched it before the Super Bowl last year. My wife was watching all the halftime shows. He was good in that, and that was a good halftime show.
Lil Wayne's pissed, though. So Lil Wayne's from New Orleans. Super Bowl's going to be in New Orleans.
Oh,
and
I didn't even think about that.
Lil Wayne's mad.
Like, I'd rather have Lil Wayne as a halftime show.
Yeah,
right. It'll be entertaining, but I feel like there should have been a bigger act. Is that unfair to say?
No.
Grab
bag.
Get twisted.
All right. Last thing for you. Beetlejuice, number one at the box office this weekend, the sequel to Beetlejuice. Davey and I saw it. We're going to do a hashtag dork podcast episode on it. I'll tell you, pretty good.
Pretty good?
Pretty good. I enjoyed Beetlejuice.
Nice.
Yeah. A lot of people saw it. Michael Keaton back. Winona Ryder back.
Catherine
O'Hara back.
Most of the cast back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Jones alive, not in it, though, because he's a monster. So they had to make sure that they wrote him out.
Make sure
he's an absolute
monster. Get him right out of there.
Yeah.
But okay, the first Beetlejuice, great film. I have not seen this one, but I'll be listening on the dork podcast.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. There you go. Let's grab bag.
Grab bag.
Each and every day at this time. We have Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoon, standing by in that fancy new studio at Gillette Stadium,
looks
right?
Looks sharp.
Looks real sharp.
Thanks. You mean me, right?
No, the set.
Oh, the set looks good, too.
Yeah, it does
look good.
I can't believe this place. Matt Morrell, by the way, told me he did this all by hand. He painted each piece, painted all the logos,
nice
took
job,
everything
Matt.
Down, did all the construction himself, which seems impossible, but that's what he said.
I went with the Matt. Artsy black and white photos of the all-time greats back
nice.
There. That was interesting.
Paul Perillo and who else?
Did you see I wore my Patriots Football Weekly shirt to
fit right in.
Honor my roots?
Oh, good. Nice.
Well, it's a win.
Like he never left.
I mean, if I'm ever going to wear a Homer shirt, it's this game because, listen, 1-16 is still in play.
Oh, don't start with that. Come on. Jones got him going 3-0.
I got him 3-0.
What?
Jones is
3-0.
I got him 2-0, and then we, come talk.
You kind of said 3-0.
Come talk to me week three.
2-0 is also in play because you got Seattle coming
across
the country.
Well, 2-0 is in play. 3-0 is in play.
Let's go.
3-0 is crazy. 2-0 is acceptable.
Yeah, 2-0 is acceptable. I'll hear it.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
You guys got who? You got Brissett and Jonathan Jones today.
It's about Jacoby Brissett. That's what we're talking about.
Good.
Forget Drake May. And yes, Jonathan Jones at 4, who led a defense that tackled their asses off.
They really did. So that's WEEI Afternoons coming your way with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart. Stay tuned for it here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got Tommy Curran at high noon. I think we're going to have a Patriots coordinator tomorrow, Keith.
Nice.
TBD on which one, but
they
I believe
all good on Sunday.
They were
so
all
whoever.
Quite good. We'll take whatever they got. That's tomorrow on Jones and Keith.